USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The White House reports progress in efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that while some strides have been made, additional work is required to facilitate a deal.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
This development coincides with news reports indicating that negotiators are close to finalizing an agreement to release some of the hostages taken during the October 7th attack on Israel. A survey conducted by Harvard's Center for American Political Studies, Harris X, and the Harris Poll reveals that 3 out of 5 Americans believe President Biden was aware of his son Hunter's business dealings. The majority of respondents also indicated that they think the president assisted his son's business, although 40% expressed disbelief in such involvement. Can that jiggly jello mold fly with you this Thanksgiving?
Well, yes, it can. If you're traveling in the air for the holiday, anything solid like baked goods, meats, stuffing, or casseroles, that can go through the TSA checkpoint and go to your seat. However, if you can spill it, spread it, spray it, pump it, or pour it, and it's larger than 3.4 ounces, it has to go in your checked bag. I'm Corey Myers.
The majority of Americans are aiming to steer clear of political discussions at the Thanksgiving dinner table. According to a national poll by Quinnipiac University, the survey indicates that over 60% of Americans would prefer not to broach the subject. A news release from the university's polling analyst suggests that a healthy dose of Zip It will be on the menu this year. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
A shareholder of Tesla is urging the company's board of directors to temporarily suspend Elon Musk due to his endorsement of anti-Semitic ideas on social media. Jerry Breckman is requesting the board to unequivocally acknowledge Musk's error in supporting an anti-Semitic post on X. While he supports free speech, there's no excuse for spreading hatred by a CEO of a public company. The proceedings concerning a gag order in one of former President Trump's federal cases have concluded. During the hearing, Trump's lawyer engaged in a debate with Judge Patricia Millett over hypothetical scenario related to freedom of speech.
We have no...
I am not. It is really... I'm sorry, but I really want an answer to your understanding of the release conditions. This is, for the record, a hypothetical question.
The judge's restrained gag order in the 2020 election subversion case was temporarily halted while a 3-judge panel deliberated on how to reconcile Trump's right to free speech. Actor Wayne Brady's recuperating following a car accident that escalated into a physical altercation in California. The incident occurred in Malibu Sunday night when Brady's car was struck by another vehicle. Upon pulling over, Brady and the other driver engaged in a dispute that turned physical. The other driver fled the scene. Wayne Brady called the police, leading to the arrest of the individual on charges of battery, DUI, and hit and run. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.